remember the 90s. Jurassic Park and The Matrix, Buffy the Vampire Slayer and AOL, Tupac and Biggie. Or how about this?
Really, really wanna zig a zig. If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends.
Wanna Be by the Spice Girls. Now the American Girl doll franchise wants to give a shout out to the decade. The company has been releasing dolls since 1986, depicting girls throughout the country's history, like Felicity, caught between the Loyalists and Patriots in 1770s Williamsburg, Virginia, and Claudie, living during the Harlem Renaissance. Now there's a set of twins from the 90s, Isabel and Nikki Hoffman.
Isabel and Nikki are 9-year-old fraternal twins growing up in Seattle, Washington in 1999, with their mom, who's a tech worker helping to fix the Y2K bug, and their dad, an independent coffee shop owner.
That's Julia DeVillers, who wrote Isabel and Nikki's stories with her twin sister, Jennifer Roy.
Isabel is extroverted, and she loves dancing to pop music.
Nikki is thoughtful, introverted, and she's happiest while skateboarding, writing her zines and song lyrics, and listening to alt-rock sound that got its start in Seattle, where they live.
DeVillers and Roy were kids of the 1990s, though not in Seattle, and wanted to incorporate the era's fashion and culture into the doll's story. You can see some of the 90s artifacts on the American Girl TikTok account with Isabel and Nikki playing.
Things from the 90s you may have forgotten about.
Like Tamagotchi.
No! Please don't die!
Blow up furniture.
Beware of thighs getting stuck on this.
Chokers.
This goes with every outfit.
Landlines.
Hello?
And dial-up internet.
Come on already!
You have no idea how this works, do you?
But check in the comments and you'll see the disbelief from millennials who are realizing their childhood is historic.
I feel disrespected. I feel attacked. I'm having an existential crisis. Help, I'm withering to dust.
But Jennifer Roy says,
people are realizing that it's not just feeling old, but it's feeling nostalgia. And that's what a lot of these accessories and the dolls themselves, and the books, of course, the stories, that's what we want them to bring out.
Yeah, people are saying that they feel seen. And, you know, isn't that something that you want when you're reading a book and bringing some characters into the world?
Plus, DeVillers and Roy think the dolls can bridge a gap between children and their parents who grew up in the 90s.
To children, this is history. And they have no idea what some of these things are. We are living history right now. So, you know, in the future, people will look back as history. So historical doesn't necessarily have to be negative. It can also mean, you know, important enough to remember.
That's Julia DeVillers and Jennifer Roy, authors of the stories behind the new American Girl dolls.